Uck, Democrats demanding vote on infrastructure bill small destructive group of members. By Penny Starr on September 21, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is slamming Democrats who say they will not support the $3.5 trillion spending bill unless Congress first votes on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill by next Monday as a small destructive group of members. A CNN reporter posted on social media that the self-described Democrat socialist made the remark after he asked Ocasio-Cortez about moderate Democrats who have opposed voting on the so-called human infrastructure bill ahead of legislation that is focused on infrastructure. "I will not vote for an infrastructure bill unless we have reconciliation ready to go," Ocasio-Cortez said. Newsweek reported on the infighting in the Democrat Party. Ocasio-Cortez told CNN reporter Manu Raja she would vote against the package if the House and Senate have not approved a larger, Democratic-backed infrastructure plan, Raja tweeted. She said there are about 45 progressive House Democrats who may also vote against the smaller bill, Raja tweeted. "Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just told me she is a no on $1.2 trillion infrastructure package on September 27 if the House and Senate have not approved the larger, Democratic-only economic package by then. She called moderates demanding vote by September 27 a small destructive group of members," Newsweek reported. The $1.2 trillion plan contains funding for hard infrastructure including roads and bridges, high-speed internet, rail and transit, drinking water upgrades and other priorities meant to shore up the nation's crumbling infrastructure. The bill passed the Senate in August with some bipartisan support. The $3.5 trillion bill contains funding for what has been called human infrastructure. Funding to tackle climate change, expanding Medicare, free-year community college are among the policies in the sweeping bill. The infrastructure bill has gotten some support from Senate Republicans, but the reconciliation bill faces greater hurdles in the Senate, because passage requires a yes vote from every Democrat. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.